Brendan Talbot joins us for Wheeling Free, giving us the latest news in wheelchair sports. Australia's best wheelchair basketballers were in town on the 29th to the 31st of August as all 12 national clubs battle for finals glory across the National Wheelchair Basketball League and the Women's National Wheelchair Basketball League. Brendan, how was it?
It was terrific, Danny. Good morning. It was great. We in the women's, we had two the Sydney teams in the final.
Yes.
And the Sydney Blues took out the final to yes. the tune of 69-38.
Yeah, defeating the Sydney Lions.
Mm. So it was a pretty dominant affair. It'd been pretty much the form team. Well, actually, our Sydney teams were the two form teams most of the championships. So they played in the final and it was a good result.
Yeah. And how about the men's? What happened there?
It was the Darwin Salties. But the Roller Hawks, 81-50.
They're from the Gong, the Roller Hawks.
They are. So
the Darwin Salties beat them just when you thought it was safe.
Exactly. So actually, it's a good story with the Darwin Salties. They've only been in the championship or the National League since 2022.
All right.
And they've taken, this is their second title.
And already got glory.
And they have. So it was a good effort to beat the Roller Hawks because they've been successful over many, many years, the Roller Hawks. They've got a very good wheelchair basketball program down there. So for them to win, it's very impressive.
Yeah.
Very much so.
It's good. The Salties doing their thing, just dropped one game all season, powered by MVP frontrunners Jaylen Brown and three-point specialist Tom O'Neill Thorne.
Yes. Superstar.
And yep. It would have been a
34 points.
Would have been a nice vibe there as well.
It was good. Yeah, good play, good action. Good competition. Good combination of a good league this year. It was great.
Yeah.
Really good.
They're at the Northern Beaches Indoor Sports Centre in Warriewood. Shout outs to those guys there for providing such a awesome place for everyone to do their thing. Just absolutely stacked few days there of wheelchair basketball.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Yeah, so it was a good event. There was semi-finals leading into finals. So right from the whole weekend, it was chock-a-block full. And I think, as I said, we got some good results. I think the form teams ended up winning.
Yeah.
So it was good. So now to go on the women's side, they're going over to Italy, playing some games over there in Italy from late this month, playing the Netherlands and also France.
Nice.
So in fact, one of our top women's players, Georgia Munro Cook, she's an absolute superstar, scored 33 points.
Jeez, cashing in.
In that 69-point total for the Sydney Blues.
That's massive.
Which is incredible. So she'll be part of the Gliders, which is the women's national wheelchair basketball team. So it'd be good for them to go over to Europe to get some games under their belt.
Yeah.
And because they're a developing team. So they'll be great.
That's really great stuff. And if you want to play wheelchair basketball, go to wba.net.au to find out all the information there about leagues, teams, everything that's happening in your area. And shout outs once again to Warriewood there for hosting the wheelchair basketball finals.
Terrific.
I love those sort of events where it's sort of so many games being played at the one place at the one time. It generates a really nice vibe.
Yeah, generally what they do during the season, like they have like cluster rounds, like everyone comes to the one spot. For one sort of reason, to save costs for travelling and things like that. So
yes.
A lot of the times that the guys from all over the place, like each city, like Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, they'll host a round. So during that weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they'll play 2, 3, 4 games basically.
Yes.
And each sort of city has a turn to host it. So we've had our go this year, which is great. So it'll be shared around and, it works well. It's good.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And what else is happening in the world of wheelchair sports, mate?
We've got our New South Wales Wheelchair Tennis Open coming up.
Oh, right.
From the 19th of September, 19th, 20th and 21st of September at Prince Alfred Park Tennis Courts.
Ooh.
So that'll be good fun. It's mainly an up-and-coming developmental type tournament, but we'll have some local guys and girls. We usually have a few of our interstate people come in to have a hit, and it'd be great. So we've got some young kids coming through.
You quite like your tennis, don't you?
Yeah. Tennis is a good game.
Yeah,
I like the US Open. Just finished that was pretty cool.
Kept you up late at night.
It did. So, and it's a good time because we can watch it during the day too. So
we can indeed.
We can.
I could have watched it live until I got asked. politely to leave by the people there at Flushing Meadows. Hopefully the same thing won't happen there.
You might be welcome back next year.
Yeah. That's great stuff. And just sort of the portal for people wanting to get involved in wheelchair tennis is just via tennis.com.au.
Correct, yes. And they can also look at our website, which is from Wheelchair Sports.
Yes.
WSNSW.org.au.
Is tennis the big summer sport?
Pretty much. Yeah. Like basketball happens about now. Tennis, I guess, generally is a summer sport. So wheelchair tennis is very much involved in that as well.
Make sure you slip, slop, slap. It's going to be a very hot summer. No tennis happening today, obviously.
Absolutely. Today's no, indoor activities today. But that tennis is happening from the 19th to the 21st of September.
Oh, we'll put links to that up on the 2SER website, Brendan.
Terrific.
You're a bloody legend. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much.